Prep Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm in Rome for the Italian premiere of The Riot Club, which screened in Toronto Film Festival. And I'm in company of the three main actors of the film, by Lone Scherfig. I'm with Max Irons, Douglas Booth, and Sam Claflin. So my first question would be for Max. I think your character, Miles, is the one who we identify the most, who the audience identifies the most with, because his doubts are the doubts that we would all have at a certain point. So it's true that you said in the press conference that you don't want to be judgmental and in expressing your opinion towards your characters, but how did you live and experience this change and these weaknesses that your character have, considering that you almost have the same age?
Well, I think the problem with Miles is he's hypnotized by the allure of this club and what it stands for and the opportunities that will come from it. And I think in life you have to be honest about these things, and you have to be honest about being tempted by these things, and you'd be hard pushed to find someone who could without hesitation walk away from an opportunity like this. Problem with Miles is he sacrifices his own values. He turns away from the darker truths of what this club is, and he fails to act time and time again because of the allure of this club. And I think, you know, as actors, it's our job not to judge our characters as good or bad. You have to find the truth within them, and that's Miles's truth.
Have you ever heard about a club like this, and have you ever wished to be part of one of this club or a similar club?
We're not passing judgment on Oxford. We're not passing judgment on clubs. We're not passing judgment on any politician or private education. Good clubs exist, bad clubs exist. We're talking about a particular set of values. For me personally, a set of values that is undefensible. You know, a club that stands for elitism, for hedonism, for wealth and excess. I have no desire to be associated with anyone who would even come close to associating themselves with these values. But it's important as actors, as directors, as writers, to examine parts of society that go unlooked, and I think that's what we do in this film.
Sam, do you want to answer too?
I mean, these clubs come in all shapes and sizes and from all sort of parts of life, you know, whether you're the upper class or lower classes. So, you know, you have like I think there's even a brief sort of introduction to the rowing club boys at university in this film, where you see them sort of stripping off. And this particular club, there's definitely sort of no... maybe it's just because I've experienced it firsthand with this film, but there's no desire for me to be a part of a club like this in particular. You know, there are definitely sort of societies at universities or at drama school that you kind of, you know, are tempted by, be it a purely drinking society or a pure football society or whatever, you know. So I think what's interesting is that this explores a society that's very, very rarely touched on or seen or what's the word? I don't know.
Explored.
There we go. And that's what kind of attracted me to this project, and hopefully will attract a lot of other people to the project and get them asking questions. And I think that was what we sort of set out to achieve, and hopefully it does just that.
Could young, handsome and successful in cinema be like a name for a new club?
We just made it a club.
I think the film forces us on a reflection about group dynamics and how these dynamics can affect positively or negatively on this young man's life. So, in particular, in the case of Alistair, your character, Sam, I found that the group sets him free in a way. He finally let go, and he feels free to express his own self after years of living in his brother's shadow. So I was wondering, is this a correct interpretation for your character?
Yes, I mean, that was what we set out to kind of do with the character Alistair. Like, I think we wanted We wanted people to be able to sympathize with him. So, you know, there are moments in the film you see him with his parents and you hear about his brother. He's constantly lived in his brother's shadow, and you see him get mugged or robbed, basically. So he has a very difficult time. He's not a social butterfly, and he's never really had many friends. He sort of spends a lot of time on his own, we assumed. You know, I think once he kind of felt protected and like he was a member of something, you know, he's the sort of kid that was always going to get picked last in PE classes for the football team. He was never going to get picked. No one wanted Alistair Ryle. But this, you know, these were a bunch of guys that were saying, no, come, please join us. We need you. And I think the moment you get into a situation where you're given a platform to preach on, you know, especially with the fuel of alcohol and drugs, he just starts spewing like verbal diarrhea. he just starts, you know, it's released. Something unlocks. And then with friends and people, peers, spurring you on, of course his feelings get more and more and more, you know, out there. And yeah, I suppose he gets carried away, you could say that. But it was enjoyable to kind of go through that journey. And I think we're all, you know, people change with alcohol. I mean, everyone's seen that. And again, that's whether or not you're posh or whatever, what are your feelings may be, everyone has had that moment. So I think he's relatable in that great way, I think.
I have a question for Douglas Booth, but it can be, of course, extended to the three of you, basically. You're at a point in your career where you've been both in mainstream cinema, you've been in TV series, and you have started on stage. So how do you see yourself in the future, and how do you think you're going to balance these three elements?
I think it's important to have a balance of all three. I did the 24-hour plays in London, but I haven't done my professional stage debut yet. So that's to come. But I want theatre to be a big part of my career in the future, as well as film and TV if it's right. I mean, I don't think I'm going to necessarily sign up to any TV series where you have to commit for 7 years or anything. But some of the miniseries that are made now are really brilliant. You know, on HBO and stuff like that. So there's great writing in TV, and it means that you can follow a character over an extended period of time rather than just for 2 hours, you know. So that's really interesting as an actor. You get more time with a character, you get more to play. You don't have to tell everything so quickly. That's really interesting. So I think it's really good to have a healthy balance of all three.
I think as an actor, variety is the spice of life. All you can hope for is to work with good people on good material. So that's all you sort of look for. The medium, changing up the medium, whether it be stage, film or television, that's a great thing. But yeah, variety is the spice of life.
I think the guys have said it. Yeah, and I'm, you know, I agree. And regarding where do I see myself, you know, in the future, I mean, I hope to continue to work. I hope people still want to work with me. But, you know, I never saw myself being here in 5 years. I left drama school 5 years ago and never thought I'd work. So I don't know what the future holds. I just hope it's a mixture of all three ways of working. Like, I love plays, I love TV, and I love film. So I just want to work.
So thank you, Douglas Booth, Sam Claflin, and Max Irons for being here with us on Fretfin Radio. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Italian premiere of the Riot Club for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.